Grizzly bears, moose, bison, and many other Yellowstone area animals are hit and killed by speeding motorists every year. But now a baby moose may be orphaned because a motorist killed its mother. It's led to a renewed discussion over speed limits in forested areas of northwestern Wyoming. Penny Preston reports from Cody.
A heavy snowpack swelled the Shoshone River this spring. A moose, cow, and calf seemed trapped on an island that was shrinking in the Shoshone Forest near Yellowstone. Amy Gerber was one of a dozen professional photographers recording the drama.
She gave birth on the island. The water was raging. There was no way this new little calf was going to get across.
Werner and Pam Nosner own a cabin here on what locals call the North Fork. They saw the cow and calf on the island too. Pam recalls,
and the cars were lined up literally by the hundreds to watch.
At one point, the calf went underwater while trying to follow its mother across the river. But finally, they both made it to shore. Lodge owner Kevin Millard knows the calf's mother. He calls her Ellie.
7 years that we've watched previous calves, she's raised all seven calves.
And with the help of a temporary flashing sign that said Moose Crossing, Ellie brought this year's calf to the lodge's front yard again. The sign was removed after a few days. Millard's guests were delighted with the cow and calf.
They love Ellie the moose.
But people aren't seeing Ellie these days, just a small calf. Gerber and others think something happened to the mother.
Myself and some others that have kind of followed this story have speculated that maybe this calf that we've been watching on the North Fork over the last month is perhaps the same little calf.
Wyoming's Game and Fish says they found the carcass of a cow moose near a wetland in June. It had been hit and killed by a motorist. It's the same wetland where the calf has been seen. Unfortunately, most people traveling the road from Cody to Yellowstone ignore the 50-mile-per-hour speed limit in the forest and go around anyone who is obeying it. There are signs on the road that warn of curves ahead, of people and horses crossing, but no signs warning that wildlife may be on the road. Lodge owner Kevin Millard starts counting the carnage.
Of one or two buffalo a year killed on this highway. We have a few mountain sheep killed on this highway. We have a few elk killed on this highway. We're averaging at least a grizzly bear a year on this highway.
He says his guests, which include hunters and photographers, want to see the local wildlife. They don't want them killed on the roads.
Speed contributes to the mortality of the wildlife on this river, and I think it is a very real threat to human safety as well.
Really angry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really angry. We have a speed limit. There's a speed limit for a reason.
Pam Nosner remembers a bull moose that was hit and killed in front of her cabin.
I know about the beautiful young moose that we had with really nice paddles a couple of years ago, and he was actually grazing around our cabin quite a bit, and we were enjoying taking pictures of him, but giving him a space. And he was killed by a car right in front of Mormon Creek. We do have moose here. Unfortunately, they get hit a lot. I think a lot more than people know.
Werner Nosner got out of his car recently to save a bighorn ewe and her lamb.
I encountered a mother with a young sheep, and it was amazing. I stopped and was trying to keep the traffic because she was trying to get across the road to her young baby.
The Nosners say it's a shame drivers are killing the animals they come to Yellowstone Country to see.
Oh, they're passing us.
Yeah, we're
all the time.
We'll travel 50 to 55 maybe, and it's amazing to see how many people just gun it and go around you.
Yes.
And sometimes in very inopportune places too.
Werner points out people are at risk at getting hit too.
We also cycle up here, up and down the North Fork. We were riding with a group of kids once, and we did encounter someone who passed on the right of someone going too slow and almost caused us to have an accident.
The Millards, the Nosners, and Gerber agree. Motorists need to know why they should slow down. They want the state and the forest to put up signs.
I wish that they, along with the Shoshone National Forest, would put up more signage about why the speed limit is what it is. Mm-hmm.
And Gerber realizes the cow that was hit and killed and the small, lonely calf she's been seeing may not be the ones that escaped the raging waters of the Shoshone. But
even if this little calf is not the same calf that we all cheered across the river back in June, it's still a calf that's been orphaned.
From the Shoshone National Forest, near Yellowstone, I'm Penny Preston reporting for Wyoming Public Radio.